This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
On out, we're going to be joined by a gentleman that knows saying 5,000 times more things about golf than I do isn't really an understatement. Cappy from Lagoon Park is joining us right now, and I hear that I hear you got a trip coming up, mainly because you told me you had a trip coming up. And this is kind of cool because when I got you into the studio, I said, all right, here's what we're all going to talk about. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. And you go, Joe, I'm actually going to Augusta this week. You're leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
What? Okay, so explain how this works, because for me, you know, I won some tickets to go to the Masters. I think when it was 08. But at the same time, how are you getting to roll over to Augusta and getting to go to this golf course?
Well, the easy answer is because I can, because I like to tell people. The people at Augusta National extend the courtesy of attendance to PGA professionals.
Right.
So I can go 7 days a week anytime I want, and it's a great privilege.
Wait, you can go anytime you want to Augusta?
Yes.
Now, can you play anytime you want? Now, see, here's where I'm asking questions now. So can you play anytime you want at Augusta?
There's basically four ways to play Augusta. Be a member.
Right.
Be invited by a member.
Okay.
Be a member of the media during the tournament. You get to play that Monday.
Oh, really?
And then be a volunteer. When you volunteer there to hold the ropes and control the crowds, they give you a date, and you come back and you play. And those are the only – and maybe a college tournament. Those are the only ways to play Augusta.
So right now, as we're talking here at 2:35, there are media members playing golf over at Augusta right now.
They play the Monday after
the
tournament.
Oh, the Monday after. Okay.
Course conditions.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So they get it after, so they get to cover it the whole week. And as kind of a prize, they say, you know what, stay one extra day and you can play around. And,
exactly.
And just see how hard this course actually is. But it was funny because I actually paid attention to more golf this week. And again, I didn't sugarcoat it. The reason why we're getting you on is because I don't know anything about golf. I don't. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I've played more golf in the last year than I have the last 15. That's not even an exaggeration. But when it comes to the program, I don't know that much. Like, for me, last week was just kind of an off week getting ready for the Masters. But it was actually a major tournament that was going on to get you into the Masters.
That's right. There's it's an invitational tournament. It's probably the smallest field of a big tournament. Because you either have to have won the Masters, won a tournament, be in the top 50 in the world, or receive a special invitation.
Right.
And it's typically about 100 golfers, and then on the weekend it's 50 or less, whereas typically it's 75 on the weekend.
So with this, it was the Houston Open, right, that
yes.
happened this weekend? And the guy that won it, what was it about? I think if I read it right, somebody told him like the week before that he had gotten into the Masters, but that just happened to be wrong. So he had to win this tournament.
Yeah, he wound up being 51st in the world and the top 50 get invited.
Right.
So this was his last chance was to win this tournament.
Wow. And he ended up winning.
Ian Poulter. Yeah.
and that's what's cool about this is I look at a thing like this and I didn't even, again, going back to what we talked about last week, had no clue that the Houston Open was even anywhere close to being important. But because of this, and for him, he thought he was in because of his placement, and then come to find out he needed to win this, and then he had to go into an extra hole just to do that. That's you want to talk about pressure. I think that's more pressure than playing this weekend.
And you actually got to see both sides of it, because that poor kid, it was his ticket to Augusta also.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if you saw it, he went sand trap to water to play in the playoff.
So. What is it, and I mean, I know that you teach people on a daily basis, what is it about the nerves about, it's a very calm game. I mean, you know, majority of the time, you walk up to your ball, you take as much time as you need, You breathe, but at the exact same time, you go crazy. Just the thought of shooting the golf ball or hitting the golf ball in these sorts of situations.
Well, first thing I'd say is the Masters means more to any tournament, to any pro. They would give up all kinds of things to play in that event. But the pressure is not just that, it's the money nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's $900,000 difference between first and second place.
Wow.
Plus your ticket to the Masters, plus the World Golf Events.
Yeah.
So it's plus you get a 2-year exemption to play for the on the tour.
Wow. So again, this is make your way of living.
Yes.
I mean, this is absolutely your way of living. But you get to this week, and you know, we're doing a contest here on Sports Radio 740. People have to, you know, shoot us an email with who they think the number one, two, and three is going to be. But I mean, is it really that hard to pick out who's going to be one, two, and three in this golf tournament? Or is there a, I like to call it a mathematical equation. Is it certain golfer plus certain course plus certain style equals the winner?
It does. Distance matters, but it always comes down to putting.
Yeah.
And putting is such a fine art that one week you can make everything, and next week the hole never seems to get in the way of your ball.
So with that being said, who do you think? I mean, who do you feel? I mean, I know it is Monday. I know that we have two or three days before this gets going. But, I mean, do you have a good feel about it if you would say, I think these three guys are going to play best this weekend?
Well, number one, I'm a fan first. So
yeah.
I want Tiger to be in contention on Sunday. And he knows the course so well, he probably will be. Justin Thomas is the big pick out at Lagoon Park.
Well, obviously.
Yes.
I wonder why.
I kind of like Jason Day a little bit.
Yeah.
But last year, I watched this kid from Belgium, Thomas Peters.
Yeah.
And this course is tailor-made for him.
When you say tailor-made, what exactly do you mean by that?
The biggest thing about Augusta is if you hit the ball a long way, you don't really have to worry about getting in trouble like you do other golf courses.
Right.
So when you're in the rough, it's probably as nice as the fairway at Lagoon Park.
Not saying anything about your golf course, but it is Augusta.
Yeah.
I mean, so the when trying to pick somebody to win, are you saying you go for guys that have a long drive? Is that what you're looking for mainly?
Longer players do better there. The last time a short knocker won was when the weather was horrible.
Yeah.
Zach Johnson won in 07. It's usually Sergio is not a big guy, but he hits it a long ways.
What do you feel about Sergio? And you mentioned him. I remember when I was in high school, again, it was him and Tiger. And I know that everybody's all excited about Tiger Woods, but Sergio just won his first major. It was last year when he won his first major, right? I mean, what do you think about him as a golfer as far as his career as a whole? Obviously, people think that he hasn't lived up to the hype, but do you think he has?
He's that great sympathetic figure that we see in all sports. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes.
And mentally, he always blames something else, and I think there's something to accepting the responsibility, and I think that hurt him over the years. But he got married, he had a kid, his life calmed down.
Right.
And what he did on 13 last year in the final round, saving par, having to take a drop, was amazing.
So you're saying, like a Justin Thomas, when you look at him, is it because he's from Alabama? Is that the reason why he's a popular pick?
Oh yeah, that's
I mean, I just have to ask the blunt question. But
and he was the player of the year last year, and he's already won twice this year. So
he's got some clout when it comes to this tournament. How many times have you been over to Augusta?
This will be my 20th pass.
20th
I keep
pass.
The passes.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Where do you have those like saved somewhere?
Well, I have a very nice 9-point deer in my and they're hanging off his left antler.
They really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you do some hunting as well?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. So you got a 9-point and then you have all the passes hanging over them?
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right, well, when we come back here, you guys are doing some fun things over at Lagoon Park. We've got passes to Lagoon Park that we're going to be giving away throughout the show today. And it's just awesome to talk to you about trying to get into the head of some of these golfers going into this weekend. We'll talk more about that as well as Cappy from Lagoon Park is joining us right now. And we'll be right back on Sports Radio 740 in the Fallout.
And working can't call. Shoot the guys an email.
Shit looks like a thousand diamonds strewn across a blue plane.
Coming up in the next hour, we are going to kind of get into what Greg Byrne said today earlier on Three Man Front that you were able to hear right here on Sports Radio 740 about what could be happening with Coleman Coliseum. So if you missed that, we'll have that for you coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But right now, we're joined by Cappy from Lagoon Park as talking about the Masters, getting you ready for this tournament that's taking place. Now, remember, if you want to have your three, so Cappy, if I said, who would be your top three right now? You mentioned just a second ago, you mentioned about four or five golfers. Your three that you would say, I think that these three would be the ones that are going to finish one, two, and three in the tournament.
Jason Day, Thomas Peters, and somebody left-handed.
Somebody left-handed? How many golfers are left-handed? Let me ask you that, because I only know of a couple.
There's been three champions, Mike Weir, Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watson.
So those are all been your left-handed golfers. Now, off the air, you and I were talking, and you mentioned Tiger Woods. And as a fan, I think that this Masters has more people so excited because Tiger is playing better. I mean, he came in second a couple of weeks ago in a tournament, and people are kind of starting to say, well, hold on, now Tiger's playing better. He's been in contention, and he looks like he could be somebody that wins this tournament. But there's so many young golfers, and I'm somebody that, you know, I told you off the air, a reason I kind of don't watch golf as much as I used to was because I used to love Tiger, and now it kind of became annoying with how many people talked about Tiger. But there are a lot of young golfers that are really good that people like me need to pay attention to.
Well, let's look at just Americans. Ricky Fowler is probably the oldest of the new, but he is a draw.
Yeah.
Especially with young kids. They love him. He has that snazzy look and the fancy
hat. He wears bright
hat.
Colors, man.
Bright colors. And he's got that Arnold Palmer flair where he has actually thrown himself out of a tournament taking the chance. And people love that risk.
Right.
And then you got Jordan Spieth. Who has a flawed game, but he has a better short game than anybody out there.
What's so flawed about his game?
He chicken wings through the ball, which means he pulls his right elbow up.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Like, there's a hole in the swing.
Yeah, and so he hits it all over the yard.
Yeah.
But he can get out of trouble. And, again, Augusta falls for him because there's less trouble.
Gotcha. Okay, so you have those two. And then what
great Alabama graduate
that all of America is falling in love with right now.
Justin Thomas. And it's if you've ever seen the slow motion of his driver's swing, he is actually in the air. His feet are off the ground when he hits the ball.
Seriously?
Yes.
How is that possible? Like, yeah. is it just, I mean, just his follow through? Like, how does that even happen?
Well, there's some people rotate more, some people slide more, and some people launch.
Yeah.
And he's what we call a launcher.
Uh-huh.
And he only weighs 140 pounds, so it's easy to defeat gravity.
So those are some of the young golfers in there. And that's what... When you talk to people and you, it's kind of like what we joke around with the biscuits. Like, you know, you and I were talking earlier and I said, you know, if Scott Tribble from the biscuits, he'll say, you know, the one thing that is funny is when I talk to somebody about, they're like, oh yeah, I went and saw Evan Longoria play. And we're like, that guy doesn't even play for the Rays anymore. Like it's been that long. I feel like that's the way it is, oh, I love Phil and I love Tiger. And you're going, you're missing a whole group of people. Like, you're missing a whole group. Is there somebody, is the Ricky Fowler kind of that guy? Because with golf, I feel like it's not a sport that has a lot of personality sometimes. Is he the one that has the personality that could possibly draw a casual fan in?
I think so. And I'm telling you, if you see the sheer amount of the orange Puma hats,
yes,
on young people at a golf course, and that's the hole in golf is young people.
Yes.
We're going to talk later on in the at another time about junior golf and mm-hmm. how we do that. But he's a guy that brings young people to the game.
How do you guys over at Lagoon Park get younger people involved as far as just getting parents to want to bring them out, you know, having that sort of fun? And again, I know we'll talk about, you know, about some tournaments and stuff later on, but that's just like with any sport, is getting the young person involved.
We have a ongoing thing called Operation 36, which is run by my assistant, David Westfeldt. And it's based on age groups. It's either on Tuesday or Wednesday night. It's really cool. And during the summer, we'll have three camps.
Okay.
That kids, and we average about 25 a camp. It's really good. And it's about having fun and getting interest. And then there's a thing called the PGA Junior League, and mm-hmm. it's kind of where Little League Baseball meets golf.
Okay.
And it's growing exponentially over, and we'll be having the Junior League out at our golf course this summer.
For a parent that's wanting to get their kids involved with this type of golf, is it, you know, is it better to just go out and say, hey, let's play 18 holes? Should they start them on, playing in just par three? Should they go with just going with a front nine or a back nine day? Like, how do you kind of slowly get a child in where he keeps his interest? Because we're all ADHD now. I mean, I'm ADHD.
Right. Well, what we do as parents, just like a lot, we mess them up. They do a lot of stuff really naturally when
yes.
you hand them a golf club. We're lucky. We have a thing, Gateway Park. There's less play, less trees. It's wider open.
Better for
if
me.
A child plays with a paying adult, they are free.
Oh, okay.
And there's this stress that comes on a crowded golf course with new golfers.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the biggest thing I have is come talk to me. I'll tell you where to have the kid hit from, because they shouldn't be hitting from the tee box. It
okay.
makes the course too long.
So you would have them say, you know, start 250 out, or what do you think?
Depending on their age, maybe 150.
Oh, okay.
And then we start to back them up. We want, if it's a par four, they should be able to get there in two shots.
Yeah.
And if we're teeing them off from 400 yards away, they can't do it.
They're going to get, it's going to take them 10 shots just to get
and
there.
And they get frustrated. Yes. It's not fun.
And then you know, again, if you are playing on a crowded golf course, you turn around and you've got, you know, two guys that play golf every single day, and they're, you know, they're making it a lot more stressful for him. He feels like he's in the way. He wants to pick up. I can see how that would take place. I mean, I feel that way sometimes when I start to mess up and start to take a little bit of time.
You see the golfer look with
exactly
the hands on the hips.
Yes. And you're going, oh, God, he is. When you turn around, and you're on your second shot, and you know that the guy that's about to tee off could hit you with his first shot, there's a little bit more pressure, because you're like, I've got to get out of this guy's way. He is not going to be happy with me if I were to screw this shot up. So I never knew about starting him, you know, closer to the tee. I never knew, or closer to the hole. I never heard about that. That's kind of awesome.
That's why you got me, Joe.
See, this is why you're here. I didn't know this all stuff happened. But you talked about, you and I were joking around, and you talked about all the things that you guys are doing over at Lagoon Park because of the Masters. Like, you guys are serving, like, Masters food, or what is it called now?
So when you go to the Masters, one of the great things is sporting events, a beer is $9, a hamburger is $10, not at Augusta. And the staple food at Augusta is an egg salad sandwich or a pimento cheese salad sandwich. And we're selling both of them all week at the Lagoon Park.
That's actually kind of awesome. That's all. How many years have you guys been doing that?
This is my first year.
Oh, okay.
It,
so you wanted to implement this, since you're like, you know, I'm going to go over there. Let's make this a little bit more fun, kind of have a little bit more fun with this as we're getting everybody ready for the Masters.
You can kind of feel like you're there.
Yeah, and I think that is another part, is trying to get everybody interested in something along these lines, trying to get them interested in the Masters, trying to get them interested in playing golf, trying to get them interested to, I mean, heck, even come out and learn from you, because again, you are teaching. I mean, how many days a week are you teaching? Almost every day?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, and the Masters is golf's crossover event.
Yeah.
People that don't watch golf or could care less watch the Masters, and there's a familiarity with the golf course. You know about those azaleas behind number 12.
Absolutely.
You know, you've seen that shot up the hill on number 18. You've never been there, but you feel like you know the golf course.
Yeah.
Now, going there, you see it's actually even better.
Yeah. So which hole are you going to go set up shop at? Are you going to be up there over a week, or how are you going? When are you going to be doing this?
No, I'm going to go tomorrow on practice rounds. You could take photographs, and everybody's there on Tuesday. Monday, they're just kind of coming in. Wednesday is the par three contest, and then the tournament starts Thursday. So I always like to go on Tuesday, take pictures, buy a little souvenir, eat an egg salad sandwich, and then the past couple of years, it's been so good, I went back on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
To watch the final round.
That's pretty awesome. Now, we appreciate you hanging out with us again today. We appreciate you bringing over these rounds of golf that we're going to be giving away next hour for that as well. We'll talk to you next week about everything that happened over in Augusta, figure out how that sandwich was.
I might bring you one with me next time.
Well, does that thing last that long? Is that good? Is that still going to be good on Monday? Don't know if I need to get sick on this, but I'll give it a shot. Right. We'll have fun with it on there. Well, Cappy, we appreciate it, man. We're always going to appreciate it. If you missed anything when we were talking with Cappy, make sure you go to sportsradio740.com. Click on that podcast section. We'll have that up as well. And if somebody wants to get over there and get some lessons from me, where do they need to call?
334-240-4050.
All right, we'll be back on Sports Radio 740 in the fallout.